Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I think we also need to be mindful of the environment that Roman would be coming into and the pressure that we could potentially be putting on a 21-year-old, in the midst of a losing streak to come up and save the team. So Roman's time is coming. I don't think there's any question about that. And we've got to figure out, kind of what is best for the organization, what is best for him.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hello and good afternoon on a Thursday afternoon. Ted Johnson in the house.
What's
early.
Up? What's up, guys?
You know what that means. You're here early. That means Alex Cora will be talking to us early in the show, scheduled to talk to us, I guess. Adam Jones wanted me to put it that way because he was disappointed. He was listening all day on Tuesday, waiting for Cora.
And that bus never came.
It didn't. Arrived.
He is on high alert, man.
He is.
He can't do anything without
being. No, he can't catch a break.
Nope.
Yep. And that's what happens when you lose. That's what happens when you underachieve. But yes, about 10 minutes from now, 15 minutes from now, we'll talk to Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox. It's an off day. They are in Atlanta preparing for a critical series, probably a critical stretch of games coming
Sneaky
off a couple.
Big.
Take the sneak out. This is big. Are you a stone? Are you a last place baseball team? Or are you going to rekindle something and make an effort and keep the season alive, not only in the standings, but in the hearts of Red Sox fans? Because interest is dwindling. Interest is growing in the New England Patriots, and we'll touch on them later. There's plenty to talk about there thanks to Stephon Diggs.
If you spell OTAs and then add a B to it and jumble the letters, then that'll actually be what's up with the Patriots. Boats.
Oh, yeah. MIA and MIA and
Cardi
whatever
B.
was that pink substance. Mm-hmm. And all of that, we'll get to that. There is some Cardi B information out there. We're becoming more and more of soap opera radio thanks to Bill Belichick and Stephon Diggs. Right? I mean, that's just the reality. We go where the news is, and the news is going in that direction. But we got to start with the Boston Red Sox. Good news is they didn't lose last night. That's because they lost yesterday afternoon before WEEI Afternoons.
And they're not going to lose today.
They cannot lose the day, although some may feel like it's a loss if they don't get big news out of Red Sox Nation. Our own Will Fleming and others were projecting big news day. Could Roman Anthony get the call up? And then I think we all listened to Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill show this morning with the front office report. Didn't seem to indicate that Roman Anthony would be getting the call up today. Didn't seem to indicate that that was on the immediate horizon. And interestingly enough, as I open up my computer screen here in the studio, front page, ESPN.com. You know what the main story is and the main photo is?
Simone Biles.
Nope, that would be one Roman Anthony. Center above the fold if this were a newspaper business. Why two top MLB prospects are still in the minors despite huge numbers? We're going to get into that both with the manager but also in a greater discussion of what the hell is going on with the Boston Red Sox. How do you fix it? We don't do the whole 60-second clock thing that they do on the midday show, but...
Well, we did it once, but then it was stolen by the midday show.
That's a great point. We did it first, and then they took it.
Wait, we do it now, though, but thrice at the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we
supposedly
kind of,
60 seconds.
Okay, so we do kind of do
that.
We
have our own version.
We do have our own version, but the questions for the manager are growing, and I think they're growing more poignant or more
pointed.
Pointed.
Vociferously.
Harsh. I mean, Ted Johnson's going to go after him about Christian Campbell finally, hopefully, in Atlanta, getting to first base. But, I mean, every day it feels like there's more questions and fewer answers about a baseball team that we all got suckered into or were complicit in the excitement. Right? We all thought they were going to be really good. We were buying in. Your boy Bregman jumps into town, and Ted, you're on board. Oh, this guy's great. And he was. Like, I'm not saying he wasn't. He was, but the baseball team didn't follow suit. Mm. They are a team that is closer to last place than to first place, and we're almost in June.
They're not living up to expectations, and that's why that's why kind of you look at the manager. A lot of people still would say, even with the injuries to Casas and to Bregman and guys underperforming like Tanner Houck and others, you know, guys that you just kind of were depending on being there, just haven't been. That's people are going to look at the manager. They're as a team that on paper looks like it's better than it's performing, and so why isn't the manager getting more out of these guys? That's where it's going, and it just and he's getting turned up, man. It's got to he's got to be feeling it in that clubhouse.
And Fitzy, especially for a manager who told us for at least the first 6 weeks of the season
and before that,
we're a good baseball team.
We're good.
It's a good baseball.
We got
team.
A good baseball.
It's a good baseball team. We're not. I mean, are they?
No.
No.
No, they're not.
You are what your record says.
No, they're
you are.
Not.
I'm going to say it again.
There have been much better teams that had similar records at different points in various seasons. Just watch this team play. They are, much like the fans, confused. That was the one word I kept trying to think of. Pick one descriptive to adhere to, like this little board on the Red Sox season. Like, are you frustrated? Sure. Are you mad? Yes. Are they trashy? Sure. I'm confused. How the hell did we get this far down the road? How did we get here? It is such a mess. It is such a dysfunctional mess. It even doesn't seem like the manager knows what to say anymore, Ted.
It's but you talk about confused. I mean, the examples from you got three errors yesterday. You had a base running error. It's a lot of the young guys. I mean, you got Nick Sogard who kind of maybe misplayed that ground ball to him. And you know Slayton doesn't get over. Maybe it's his fault. I don't know. I mean, and then you got Christian Campbell, first year rookie, kind of making a mistake there at second base, an errant throw. So it looked like a competent team to start the season, like this was going to be a good season. But then with the injuries and the guys mixing and matching, moving guys around, it looks like all of a sudden like a young developmental team all of a sudden.
And it is. I said this to you yesterday, Ted. I think we were too dismissive of the age of this baseball team. This, either way, even before Bregman got hurt and Story is on the ropes, was going to be a young baseball team. You have a lot of rookies. You have a lot of first and second year players, including guys that are getting bumped up into the cleanup spot, things of that nature, post-injury shakeup. So this was going to be a young baseball team. It's getting younger by the day, but maybe not fast enough for some. But if you're confused by the Boston Red Sox like Fitzy is, well, stick around because we're going to try to get some answers out of the manager. Where his team is, where it's going, how can it be fixed? Everything that goes into managing the Boston Red Sox right now, up next here with Alex Cora on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give us what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.